So I'm Jessica Kendall. I am the Outreach Director for Enroll America. My last question for you before I really start my presentation is, who here is familiar with Enroll America? Okay, so I'm going to give some of you a little bit of background information. So we are a national organization, we are nonprofit, and we are nonpartisan, and our mission is very narrow. Our mission is to make sure that Americans that are eligible for coverage through the Affordable Care Act get enrolled into coverage. So we are that national public education campaign. Now we're going about that in a few different ways. We have a best practice institute where we are continually looking for what has worked. Up until October 1st, what we were looking at is what's worked in the past, what have been those success stories for getting people enrolled into other public coverage programs, and how can we learn, how can we learn from them in order to make sure that we are identifying those barriers that potentially kept people out before to get them in? We don't want to rebuild the wheel. So what we're really trying to do is educate and engage stakeholders, consumers, and influencers, right? Who are the people that the uninsured are turning to for information? We want to make sure that we're reaching them and providing them with the information they need to mobilize consumers to enroll. And then lastly, we want to make sure that we're doing this through our partners. We really believe it's going to take an all-hands-on-deck effort to make sure that we are reaching the over 40 million uninsured consumers that are going to be eligible for coverage through the Affordable Care Act. So we partner with a wide variety of organizations. We partner with hospitals, health insurers, advocacy organizations, retailers, labor unions. If you put all of our partners together in a room, they do not get along, but we all agree for either altruistic reasons or financial reasons, we want people to get enrolled in the coverage. So the other thing that we're doing is we've launched the national Get Covered America campaign. Now, two things for you guys to take note of. For all of you out there that want that organizational information, what's a little bit wonky, what's a little bit policy level, what kind of information do you want to know about the Affordable Care Act? Go to enrollamerica.org. But if you want information specifically for consumers, right, that consumer-facing material, getcoveredamerica.org is where you get that information. So we're working through with our strategic partners, like all of you. We want to make sure we're engaging the community. And then we also want to make sure that we are using earned media, paid media, digital and social media. We want to spread the word in every way possible. Now, the one thing that we're doing that makes us a little bit unique is we're very data and results driven. So I want to just take a little pause here and give you a little bit of an idea of one special thing that we're doing, and we have a lot of other things going on. But we are using data and analytics to better target our resources to make us more efficient in targeting the uninsured. And what that looks like is that we acquired a bunch of data. We put together a baseline FIDL, and it's a combination of consumer data, such as credit card information, phone company data. Anytime you guys have not read the fine print where you have to do some kind of, you know, click and confirm as you're logging into your hotel website or you're purchasing something, all of that information is publicly available. So what we've done is taken every publicly available set of information, put it together into a huge file that has about 240 million names in it, and looked at what are all of the data points. And what we found is that, you know, for a person who has a lot of data points, they have about 1,100. So for somebody like me that uses a credit card and travels all the time and goes to hotels, I probably have about 1,100 data points connected to me. And what we're able to do with that information is look at what is the likelihood that I am or am not uninsured. So the way that we can use that information is let's look at Houston, and in this county, in Harris County, it has one of the highest number of uninsured. So if you were to look at where we estimate that the uninsured live, we would be missing approximately 100,000 people because census data takes us down to the 100,000, but we're not able to go to the individual level. Now, what we want to be able to do, if you look at the example neighborhood, and back you might not be able to read it, but you have the little red lines, the likelihood of those people being uninsured based on our database is lower than the people who has the green circles. So if we're going to do a phone bank or a canvas, we want to make sure that we're targeting somebody that is more likely to be uninsured than somebody else. Obviously, there's no database out there that says I am uninsured or I am not insured, right? But what we want to do is get, what's that estimate? How do we target our resources better to make sure that if we are blindly going out there and finding uninsured people, that we're doing it with an educated guess? Then we're taking that information and looking at, if I am more likely to be uninsured than my colleague, what message resonates best with me? Do I respond to a door knock, to a phone call, to a postcard? If it's a postcard, what's the language on that? So we can continually refine our data and analytics to make sure that you're using the best messages possible to reach me. Now, the first thing that we do is we acquired that base file that I talked about, right? We took all of that information. We had the 240 million Americans out there, and we built this model. And then we're using the results. So we have people that are doing canvases. We share this information with our partners, obviously with a lot of security attached to it. But we're making sure that we're using the results to inform our approach, and then we're putting the information back into the system. So it's continually getting better, and it's continually getting more accurate of whether or not I do or do not have health insurance. And then if I am applying and I happen to tell somebody that goes back into our file, we're able to say, no, don't go after Jessica anymore, right? It's kind of like how during elections your doors get knocked on and people continually come target you because they think you are going to vote a specific way. So as our model gets better and bigger, it makes it easier for us and for our partners to target the uninsured. But this is one small piece of what we're doing. And I say that because as this national organization, we are seeking out who the uninsured are, but quite frankly, a majority of the uninsured are already tapped into other social networks. So there's not necessarily a reason to use our database if you already know who the uninsured are. And there are a significant number of organizations and probably people in this room who work with folks who don't have health insurance. So what we have is our national campaign, and we have staff on the ground in a handful of states. Those are the ones you see in dark blue. Ignore California, we only have two staff there, and they're providing support to the grantees. So everywhere else, we have staff on the ground that are doing canvases, that are doing phone banks, that are partnering with local organizations. And in the other 39 states, what you see is where we have national staff supporting the work in those states. So in a state like Washington, where I currently live, there are a lot of stakeholders doing incredible work. What we need to do is learn from Washington and share that information out with other people around the country. There are other states that maybe haven't done as much work in preparation to get people enrolled, and in those places, we would work to pull stakeholders together to say, what are you doing? Where are your uninsured in Montana? How are you reaching them? And let's figure out how we can pull people together in Montana to accurately reach out to consumers to get them enrolled into coverage. Now, you'll notice when you look at where the red is on the map of the country, the states that have the highest number of uninsured are the states where we have staff on the ground. But if you take a state like Idaho, 20% of the adult population doesn't have health insurance. So they have a really high rate of uninsured that's going to have a significant impact on their economy, on the health of their state, on the education system, because those parents maybe have kids in schools. So we want to make sure, again, that we are providing assistance across the country, not just to the handful of states where we have staff on the ground. Now, I just wanted to pause. I'm sure you all know this, but in case you don't, earlier it was mentioned how important it is and where you live matters. So you can just take a moment. Where there's an M is where your state either has done or has indicated that they would like to do a Medicaid expansion. So perhaps you have a governor that has said we want to do this, but a legislature that has not passed it. This is where your state is at. If you're either in a state-based exchange, a partnership exchange, or you're in the federally facilitated marketplace. But I want to transition a little bit into consumers, because this is really the heart of our campaign. How do we reach out to them? How do you all reach out to them? I want to do that poll of who you are and what you're doing, because there's not a single person in this room that I don't think that shouldn't be involved in healthcare reform in one way or another. So Enroll America did a whole bunch of research about a year ago looking at who are the uninsured, what do they need to know in order to be motivated to apply, and who do they need to know it from. And then we took our research and compared it to all the other research that had been done up until January of this year. So we looked at research by CVS, by Blue Cross Blue Shield, and by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and state-based exchanges. And what we found, and even after October 1st, what we continue to find is overwhelmingly people want health insurance. They want it. We do not need to sell the value of it to people. What we know is they feel like they can't afford it. And if they can afford it, it's because it's not very good coverage. Because people have had experience in the past applying for coverage, right? They know that it's been really difficult to navigate, so they're coming to it with a lot of doubt and frustration and concern. So what we need is to get them to a place where they want to apply for coverage. And the way that we go about this, and everything you hear today and at this conference, what I would encourage you to do is to look at these four facts, digest them, and think about how in your community, in your family, in your neighborhoods, in your workplace, wherever you're doing, you take these four facts, memorize them, and think about it. At the end of the day, this is what consumers need to know. They need to know that those insurance plans that they can get through the marketplace, whatever state you're in, will cover all the care they need. Now, it was just listed what the essential benefits are, but quite frankly, nobody knows what essential benefits means, right? So what you want to say is it will cover all the care that you need, including emergency room visits, maternity care, preventative visits, and that based on your income, you may actually be able to get financial help applying because people think that they can't afford it. You also want to say that the insurance plans are going to show the cost with no fine print because it has been really complicated in the past. So letting them know this is a new experience, and as was mentioned earlier with the apple-to-apple comparison, right, that it's going to be, there's no fine print. You're going to be able to compare them in an easy way, and you're not going to be denied anymore because you have a pre-existing condition. So whatever you hear about the Affordable Care Act, when you think about what does somebody actually need to know, it boils down to these four facts. And what we found is these four facts, depending on who you talk to, one of them might mean more to that person than the other, but these four facts resonate with 89% of the population, right? 89% of the population. So what I would also throw out there, but if you're going to only retain four things, go back to the other slide. What I would also throw out there is know where somebody can go for help in your community. Because when we were doing our survey, we said, after saying those four facts, do you want to apply? Do you want more information? And people said yes. But then we also said, well, great. Do you want help applying? And 3 out of 4 people not only said yes, but they said they wanted it in person. I actually don't think we're going to find 75% of consumers going to somebody, right, and asking for the application assistance. But I think we've all been frustrated over the last few years of how difficult it is to talk to a live person. And assuming this is going to be complicated, let's also assume that I want to know that if I have a question, there is an expert out there that can answer it. So knowing that there's a live person gets them from this place that they described being, this is how they said they felt when applying for health coverage, confused, overwhelmed, and worried, and it gets them to secure, confident, and reassured. So knowing where somebody can go for help in your community is really important. If you don't have the capacity to do that, move those four facts to everybody in your network. So this is going to continue to come up. Here's who provides help locally. This already exists. All the smaller bubbles exist in all of your communities. The bigger bubbles, this is what's new with the Affordable Care Act. Nobody needs to know these terms in your communities because they're wonky and they don't make sense. The goal for you guys is to know that there are people out there who will provide help and that you guys have the opportunity to become a certified application counselor. It was mentioned in the last presentation, and Elaine's going to touch on it in the next presentation of what that looks like. At the end of the day, what it means is that if it makes sense for you to provide application assistance to people in your network, there is the opportunity for you to do that. So how can you help? There are a lot of ways, and I think it really starts with those four messages. I also truly believe that you're really busy, and you probably have a lot going on. So if you try to take new experiences and build a whole new program, you're probably going to go on to the next session and not remember a lot of this. So think about what's the easiest for you to do. How can you incorporate those four messages into the work that you're already doing and move on the foundation that you already have? So that first thing is train your staff. Train your community, train your colleagues on those four facts. And that doesn't mean you need to create a training. It means it can come up in a staff meeting. It can come up if you guys do a daily huddle, if you happen to be a government agency. Like however you guys connect, if there's a newsletter that goes out, an email blast, think about how you can incorporate those messages into that venue. You can also become a certified application counselor, or you can just identify who in your community is doing help. And I guarantee if there is somebody in your community that is trying to do application assistance, you all sending people to them makes their job easier, right? Because they're going to be looking for uninsured people and you know where they are. And then lastly on this one, spread the word, right? Maybe even put a tagline in your email, or if you have an on-hold feature on your phone system, have your voicemail rather than either have a voicemail or play beautiful, music for us to listen to, put in a recording that people can go to healthcare.gov to apply for coverage. I also wanted to throw some in-reach and outreach ideas out there. What can you do internally in your organization versus externally? Again, I encourage this based on capacity. I really want to brainstorm with you guys how you can build it into your existing networks. At enrollamerica.org, we've done a number of webinars helping organizations brainstorm what they can be doing. So this information is there. I believe all of this should be accessible to you guys via the APHA website. If it's not, feel free to shoot me an email, and I'd be more than happy not only to shoot you a copy of my slides, but for you all to plagiarize, borrow, use them, whatever you need from us to spread the word, we highly encourage. And then my last point for you all is that everybody has a role to play. And I can't encourage it enough for you all to walk out of this presentation and think there's not a play for you or a role for you, is I have failed. So your friends, your families, your faith organizations, your communities, there's over 40 million uninsured out there, and I bet you that at least one of them is going to be looking to you for information. Thank you.